powered by Zest General Insurance.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
We're number only 1 million na Absa. Play your cards right, Muntuanzi, and you could win big. Simply tap or swipe any of your Absa cards 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home and achieve 10 fin in monthly prizes or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Salido, boo, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters.
The headline: Socialist Party drops Kelvin Kaunda after intention to contest presidency. Family of 7 hospitalized in Nyimba after suspected poisoning incident. And in global news, Israel continues attacks on Gaza as Palestinians fear return to war. Good evening, Malumba Malumba with the Phoenix FM main news. The Socialist Party has with immediate effect relieved Kelvin Kaunda of his duties as mobilization secretary and dropped him from the Politburo with immediate effect. This decision comes after Mr. Kaunda expressed his intention to contest the party presidency. The Socialist Party youth leader yesterday launched a voter registration exercise and immediately gathered members of the party for an awareness press conference, which turned into a socialist congress to elect a new leadership to replace Dr. Fred Membe as president and Dr. Cosmas Musomari as secretary general. But in a letter dated 1st November 2025 addressed to Mr. Kaunda, Socialist Party President Fred Membe has thanked Mr. Kaunda for his past service and contributions to the party. Dr. Membe has wished Mr. Kaunda well, stating that the decision was made after careful consideration and consultation with other Politburo members. Opposition Democratic Progressive Party, DPP, President Antonio Mwanza has argued that constitutional amendments are not necessary for the delimitation of constituencies. Responding to President Hakainde Hichilema's remarks, where he is quoted in some sections of the media, that those who do not want constitutional amendment do not want more constituencies, Mr. Mwanza explains that Article 58 of the Constitution of Zambia already provides for the delimitation of constituencies, and therefore the process can be undertaken without amending the Constitution. He further states that development does not depend on having more constituencies, but rather on the country's ability to own and control its economy. Mr. Mwanza has emphasized the need for governments to take charge of natural resources and invest in key sectors such as mining, agriculture, trade and energy. He has also called for measures to close loopholes that lead to tax evasion, saying this would be key to enhancing national development.
We need to make it very clear as Democratic Progressive Party, DPP, that we don't need any constitutional amendments in order to do delimitations, because the Constitution of the Republic of Zambia in Article 58 already provides for that process. The provision of the law is already existing in our current constitution in Article 58. Zambia cannot develop by simply increasing the number of constituencies. For Zambia to develop, we need to own and control our economy.
7 members of the same family have been admitted to Nyimba General Hospital after exhibiting symptoms of vomiting and diarrhea suspected to be poisoning. Eastern Province Police Commissioner Robertson Mwemba says the victims, who consumed water from a nearby stagnant stream, suspect water contamination or poisoning as the cause of their illness. Mr. Mwemba has identified the affected family members as Mida Piri, 41, and her children and nieces, who include Royda Nyangu, 25, Rachel Mwale, 8, Marita Nyangu, 7, Abigail Mwale, 5, Sinani Nyangu, aged 4 years, and Manasseh Nyangu, aged 1 year and 1 month. He says the incident occurred yesterday, 31st October 2025, between 16 hours and 18 hours at Mwengelele Village, Chifunyalungwe in Nyimba District. The Eastern Province Police Commissioner says water samples have since been collected for examination and investigations are ongoing to determine the cause of the suspected poisoning. Zambia has awarded 93 refugees the UNESCO Qualification Passport, UQP, representing the highest number of recipients globally. The UQP provides a standardized assessment of an individual's qualifications, work experience and language skills, even when original certificates have been lost or destroyed, enabling refugees to access higher education and improve employment prospects both in Zambia and globally. Speaking at a side event titled Higher Education in Emergencies, Unlocking Potential and Rebuilding Futures, on the sidelines of the 43rd session of the UNESCO General Conference in Samarkand, Uzbekistan, Permanent Secretary for Educational Services in the Ministry of Education, Dr. Kelvin Mambwe, said that 53 out of the 93 refugees have since been granted access to higher education in public universities across Zambia. Dr. Mambwe said the UQP has contributed to building a more inclusive higher education system in Zambia, aligning with the revised Zambia Qualifications Act, which mandates the Zambia Qualifications Authority, ZAKA, to develop policies that ensure the success of the initiative. He emphasized that Zambia's experience demonstrates the importance of adaptable policies in sustaining education and strengthening resilience amid challenges such as displacement and climate change. Assistant Director General for Education, Stefania Giannini, commended Zambia's leadership in implementing the project, describing higher education in emergencies as essential for sustainable recovery and peace building. The Sustainable Natural Resources Empowerment Initiative, SUNRAE, has called for urgent interventions to address pollution caused by smelters operating near residential areas. SUNRAE National Coordinator Eugene Lenga says the issue requires serious attention, noting with concern the growing number of smelting plants being established without clear evidence of proper procedures being followed. Mr. Mlenga, in an interview with Phoenix News, has expressed worry that some of these smelters are located close to schools and health facilities, exposing communities to hazardous pollution. He is urging government to strengthen the Zambia Environmental Management Agency, ZEMA, by recruiting more staff to enhance inspection and oversight of mining operations. Mr. Mlenga is further appealing to the Ministry of Mines to visit smelting sites in Kalulushi and Chingola to assess the situation firsthand.
I don't think it's the staffing levels that is not there, or the people are just, you know, not interested in ensuring that these activities are monitored, especially now that there is a growing number of processing plants and there's so much on the plate for them, and I think they are failing to manage. What is disappointing to note is that most of these that are currently setting up plants